God's grace and mercy be upon you and upon me as you hear God's word prepared for you this Sunday. Will you speak with me the title of the sermon? Let down your nets. Based on the sermon text, Luke 5, verses 1 to 11. Now it came about that while the multitudes were pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the water, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And Jesus sat down and began to teach the multitudes from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon Peter answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but at your command, I will let down the nets." Dear friends in Christ, what is the biggest need in your life today? I believe if we really thought about this question, if we really thought about it, if we boiled it all down, it would be to better know and trust our Lord. That's the biggest need in our lives today. Go ahead. Name in your head, in your heart, your number one concern. Would a deeper trust in God and knowledge of His will address this need? Time and time again, our answer would be a resounding yes. In today's sermon text, the Lord Jesus comes to us and challenges us to let down our nets, to respond to Him in faith that we might receive the blessings He has for us, that He might meet our deepest needs so much better than even an amazing catch of fish. Life must have been pretty exciting in Palestine with Jesus on the loose. Wherever he went, crowds gathered, routines were disturbed, lives were changed. God's kingdom came with power. Jesus had a way of changing the lives of everyone he touched. Even age-old rules about when and where to fish were suddenly changed. Listen now to the words of a fisherman who was with Simon Peter and the others that day. Jesus changed their lives forever. Let down your nets! I'll never forget those words of Jesus. I laughed till I cried. You should have been there. It seems just like yesterday. The people, there must have been hundreds of them, crowding to get near Jesus, literally pushing him to the banks of the sea. It was there he met Simon Peter and the rest of us fishermen. Okay, let me take a break for a second. Let me address the elephant in the room. You're probably thinking, did I just hear an old-timey Wild West varmint voice? Yes, you did. What a weird choice. Why did he make that choice? Is he crazy? Yes, I am. I'm a crazy genius because I've got to play a character for a little bit and differentiate that part of the sermon from the rest of the sermon so that I can transport you back in time to Jesus' time where you can hear this firsthand account. And I can't do an Israelite accent very well, so I'm sticking with this because I can sustain this without slipping into another accent that's just going to confuse things. So that's where we're at. Any other questions? No, you're doing great. Okay, thanks. Prepare to be transported. Our night's work was over, and we were very discouraged. A hard day's work with nothing to show for it. We were just washing the nets for the next day's attempt. Jesus asked Simon Peter if he could use his boat as a floating pulpit. Hey, you know, God can use your work in your life if you loan it to him. What a sight. Jesus sat in the boat and preached while the people stood on the shore and listened. Jesus preached while riding on the sea. I didn't understand the full significance of that until he told Simon Peter to launch out into the deep. You see, for ages, our people believed that the deep sea was where the demons dwelled, where evil ruled. But Jesus taught from the sea, and later he worked a great miracle from the depth of the sea. You get it? Jesus was showing us all he was the master of all, that he could meet evil on its own territory and command it for his purposes. What power in his word! And then he said those words, those wonderful words, "Let down your nets." I couldn't believe it. He was telling Simon Peter, our most experienced fisherman, when and where to fish. It wasn't the right time of day. It wasn't the best spot. We had just worked hard and caught nothing. Surely it was a joke. I began to laugh. And then Simon simply did what Jesus said. And soon my laughter turned to tears, and my tears turned to laughter. Oh-wee, the fish. Hundreds and hundreds of them. So many that Simon Peter called to me and the boys to help pull them in. And our boats were filled. We laughed and laughed and began to throw fish at each other. This Jesus was amazing. And Simon Peter's response to all of this? Well, he said a most peculiar thing. He fell down at Jesus' knees and cried out, "Depart from me, O Lord, for I'm a sinful man." Strange. These were the same words spoken by the prophet Isaiah when he saw a vision of God in the temple. That's it. Don't you see? Simon Peter saw Jesus as he really was. God himself come to earth in human flesh. Come to us sinful men. To us ragtag fishermen. To tell us he loves us and wants us to be his forever. When Simon Peter confessed his sinfulness, he spoke for us all. Yes, he spoke for you and for me. And what was Jesus' response? Oh, I'll never forget. He said, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishers of men." He gave us a mission, a whole new life, to follow him and tell others of his love and forgiveness and to repeat to others in every walk of life those wonderful words of faith. Let down your nets. And now let's come back to today. My dear friends, Jesus speaks those same words to us today. Let down your nets. How we all need to hear him speak. The thing our Lord today needs most of all, the thing our world today needs most of all, is to hear the word of our Lord spoken clearly and with power. People are pushing and crowding to hear a word today, just as the spiritually hungry people of Jesus' day sought to hear his words of life. So people today are pushing, seeking to hear a word, any word that might fill their biggest need. Whatever people claim to be their biggest need, it finally boils down to this. They need to know and trust the Lord. They need to hear and believe His word of love, forgiveness, and hope for eternity. Sadly, so many people today, perhaps even you, like the fishermen in Luke's gospel, toil all night and come up with empty nets. So many people do not receive God's blessings because they are fishing in the wrong spots. In 1980, the theme song of a popular movie said that so many people are looking for love in all the wrong places. This is really another way of saying folks are fishing in the wrong spot and coming up with empty nets. How long will it take human beings to discover that real meaning, real purpose, real hope are not found in amassing money, in finding worldly success, in drugs or alcohol, in outward appearances, in a whole host of other things? What waters are you fishing in? If they are any waters other than where Jesus directs you, you will only find empty nets. Have you ever yearned to know God better, to hear His voice, to feel His touch, to know His love, to experience His forgiveness, to discover His purpose for your life? This Almighty God has come to us in the person of Jesus. That Jesus who spoke the word in Simon Peter's boat speaks to us today. And just as Jesus invited Simon Peter to let down his nets and receive abundant blessings, so he invites us today to let down our nets in deep waters. Deep waters. Remember, deep waters in Jesus' day represented evil and chaos. Is there any evil and chaos in your life? When Jesus preached from the sea and brought the fish from the depths of the sea, he was in effect mocking the powers of evil. What a wonderful scene in Scripture. By doing these things, Jesus was declaring, "Powers of darkness, I overcome you. My word makes you powerless. I can even bring great blessings right out from under your noses." This was the word of the Lord. Is this not just what he did at the cross? When the devil and all evil thought they had won the day as Jesus was crucified and dying, did they have a shock in store for them? Jesus died on that cross. But his death was to defeat sin, to defeat death, to defeat the devil. And his Easter resurrection declared his victory in no uncertain terms. His death and resurrection declared, "Powers of darkness, I overcome you. I make you powerless. I bring great and eternal blessings right out from under your noses." This was the word of the Lord. Today, as we hear, learn, and trust that same word, as we let down our nets, we will receive from him the blessings and benefits he intends us to have. The blessings and benefits fully paid for by Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus invites you today to let down your nets. He comes to you today to fill your nets. He comes to you in the Lord's Supper to bring you both an assurance and a reminder that your sins are forgiven. Oh, every time that holy meal is offered, come and eat, come and drink, that he might fill your nets. He comes to you in the preaching and teaching of his word, that your faith may be strengthened. Oh, every time a sermon is shared or a Bible class is offered, come and hear that he might fill your nets. He comes to you as you take personal or family time in daily devotions, reading his word, praying, and applying that word to your everyday life. Oh, take time to meet with your Lord daily, that he might fill your nets. Your Lord invites you, as he did Simon Peter, to invite him into your boat to cast off into deep waters and to let down your nets, that he might fill your nets with blessings you cannot even imagine. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, we know that you love us. We know you want the best for us. We know we are tired of toiling all day and night and coming up with empty nets. We're tired of fishing in the wrong places. We're tired of being let down by the empty promises of this world. Help us to hear and trust your word. Help us to trust that your word is your promise, paid for by the blood of Jesus, bringing to us the blessings of heaven. Help us, as you helped Simon Peter, to invite you into our boats, to cast off into deep waters, to let down our nets, and then watch as you care for us in ways we could never have imagined. We pray in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the grace of God bless you and keep you this day and all days. In the name of Jesus. Amen.